You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and what you're hearing right now is something a little different, and I love it. I can't lie. That's right. We've got a live DJ here in Studio 2 with me for a new segment that we're calling Sample This. DJ Real P is the founder of Boston Silk R&B Party and a Boston Music Award winner. DJ Real P, welcome to Studio 2.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. This is going to be so much fun.
I can't wait.
All right, so we're going to have a lot of fun over a long time talking to you about local artists, new music, but today we're going to do something a little different. Because this segment is called Sample This, we're going to learn what sampling is, because I know you know, and I know this much, just a little, but we want everyone to know.
Well, you'll be a sampling expert after this.
Excellent. All right, so start with, what is it? How did it start?
Well, a sample is really taking a track and taking some elements out of a song. So like you're hearing right now, you're listening to Bob James, Take Me to the Mardi Gras. And a producer or a DJ will take elements from a song, whether it be the drums, for example, this.
Okay.
And incorporate that into a new song. So there's opportunities to take maybe even strings, vocals, different parts of any song. Sampling really started way back in like the 40s.
Did it?
Yes.
So my son is really into jazz. He's a jazz musician.
Yep.
And he talks in jazz all the time about quoting.
Mm-hmm.
That you'll hear one musician quote something that was signature in jazz from another musician. Is it the same kind of thing?
Similar.
Okay.
In that case, quoting is they play a similar style to that musician and kind of add their own kind of nuanced ways. Sampling is really taking an element. Yeah, it is a lift. So there was some controversy up the front end when sampling started. Is the stealing? But we think it's really creative integrity, creative outlet. Folks take certain parts and add their own style to it.
Yeah.
So it really started in the 40s. A lot of folks in the 40s in Europe were creating devices that can now loop songs. So that's how it originally started. But it really got taken up a notch in New York during the birth of hip-hop during the 70s. So a lot of DJs like Kool Herc, Grand Wizard Theodore, and Grandmaster Flash used to do loops like this.
Yeah, give us another example.
Mm-hmm. They used to take breakbeats from disco songs in a party.
Mm-hmm.
So like, for example.
Wait, what's a breakbeat?
So a breakbeat is a part in a song that the drums only live.
Got it.
So everything else drops out except the drums.
Okay.
So Bob James, Take Me to the Mardi Gras, this is a breakbeat. So just imagine you're in the 70s in a party.
You're doing this.
And the DJ is looping this back and forth, and the dance floor is open. Everyone's jamming, having a good time. All the dancers, the B-boys, step out in the middle, do their dances. So that's really what a breakbeat is. And that was the kind of the first iteration of sampling when it comes to hip hop. That got taken up a notch a few years later with Marley Marl of the Juice Crew.
Okay.
In Queens.
Can you give us an example of that?
Yeah.
Is that doable?
So what you're hearing is Bob James Take Me to the Mardi Gras. What you're about to hear is Funky Drummer by James Brown. Funky Drummer is probably the most sampled song in history.
I love it.
All right?
Yeah.
And it's such a foundational record where it's been sampled over 3,000 times. That
Wait,
one
in 3,000 different pieces of music.
3,000 pieces of music.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
So this is the breakbeat on James Brown's Funky Drummer. Here's the breakbeat.
There it is. Oh yeah, that sounds so familiar now when you play it like that.
Yeah. So let me loop it for you and give you a little example.
Okay.
Let's imagine it's going this fast, 104. That's beats per minute, by the way.
Yep.
And if I slow it down, it's a whole
another
song.
Got a whole different groove. That's
whole
right.
Whole different groove.
How slow is this now?
This is about 79 beats per minute.
All right.
So someone like Marley Marl, who took It's a Demo, which is a classic record from, I believe, 79.
All right.
Featuring DJ Polo and Kool G Rap. He took this same breakbeat and implemented in this.
There it is.
You can hear it, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
So Marley Marl is credited as being the person who discovered, quote unquote, discovered sampling.
All right.
Obviously, people were sampling a little before him. but he's kind of the pioneer.
And this was 79.
This was 79 or 80.
Okay, yep. So two questions for you coming off that, based on the things I've just learned from you.
Yep.
One is, I think I'm hearing from you that sampling actually is also a product of the technology that makes it possible.
Absolutely.
So this loop in the 1940s, it was the first time we could physically do that.
Yep.
And so somebody said, well, then I want to do that.
I want to do that, and I want to take it up a notch.
Okay, and then how did the technology change in the 70s and 80s to make this level of sampling possible?
Yep. So the MPC, which was made by a company called Akai, which still makes musical products.
It's a piece of equipment.
It's a piece of equipment. It's a drum pad. It had 16 little pads on it.
Yep.
That you're able to upload different parts of a song and press different pads, and it'll activate that part
like
of the song.
Like a little trigger, almost.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So
yep.
Just imagine Marley Marl, even I'll take it to South Bronx with the Boogie Down Productions. They took certain parts of this song.
Yo, what's up, Blastmaster KRS-One?
This sample, Funky Drummer too.
Yeah.
You'll hear it. So they took the MPC and maybe this that you're hearing was a pad.
Okay.
The drum break was a pad.
Yep.
And maybe different other parts. Maybe some vocals were a pad as well. You hear Funky Drummer in there?
Yeah, I do. That's fantastic.
Beautiful, right?
Yes.
Music lives forever that way.
Well, so here's what's the, and this is the second piece that I want to ask you, and this is the perfect chance to ask it. You talked about, okay, so there's controversy at the beginning with sampling.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I just want to reset for everybody. We're speaking with DJ Real P. This is the first of a series that we'll be doing called Sample This. And today we're learning what sampling is.
Yeah.
Because it's the foundation of everything we're going to talk about in the future.
It is.
So sampling was controversial, right?
Yep.
In the old world of poetry, you go back to Byron and, you know, Shakespeare, and it would have been called plagiarism.
Plagiarism.
And it could have gotten you into a duel and gotten you killed, right? But somehow we recognize that this is doing honor and springboarding off of someone else's genius to create your own. How do we do that? How do we make that shift? How does that happen?
Well, the shift has happened because, I mean, a lot of court decisions helped
push that
forward.
So the courts actually helped?
Yes.
Okay.
So that the courts helped because a lot of old artists felt like these new artists were stealing their work, obviously, and they weren't getting compensated and getting credit for it.
Yeah.
So the courts formalized this process. And now a lot of older artists, like, for example, Clyde Stubblefield, who was the drummer on Funky Drummer.
Okay.
Now his estate gets paid every time Funky Drummer is sampled.
Got it.
And James Brown and whoever else is on that song. So they get writing credits on these newer sampled songs.
Which keeps you... what's the word
keeps
I'm looking
you relevant.
For? Immortal.
Yes, keeps you immortal.
Yeah.
I have a 13-year-old, and he just discovered Bill Withers because of a sampled song from 2020.
Fantastic. I don't suppose you have that song by any chance.
I don't. I lied. I will find it right now.
Awesome. So this is your 13-year-old found.
My 13-year-old found Grandma's Hands by Bill Withers.
You had told me that in this conversation we were going to wind up at Bill Withers. It's fantastic.
Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday morning.
It's fantastic. Grandma's
so let me replay the sample for you just so you can see it.
Yeah.
So listen.
Yeah. You know what? Oh my God. I love it. And yet, if you had just played this for me, I would have never said to you, that's Bill Withers.
Yep.
I wouldn't have known to listen that way.
Exactly.
Have you learned to listen differently because of your art?
Absolutely. I think I have a keen ear for sampled songs. There's a sound that is attached to sampled songs.
Yeah.
And there are newer producers that now take unsampled songs and add that effect. So it sounds sampled.
Right.
It's a nostalgic feeling.
How do you listen for that? Can you even describe it?
I'm not sure if I can.
Is it like a patina on the sound or a...
There's a crackling that's there.
Okay.
That kind of signifies kind of a turntable use.
Okay.
It has less of a digital effect. It has an analog feel.
Got it.
It's a feeling. I can't really explain it.
Yeah.
But it is definitely a feeling.
So we're talking with DJ Real P. This is the first of our Sample This segments here on Radio Boston. And if you are having half as much fun as I am right now, you're welcome. As we keep talking about this, we're learning about sampling. Bring it home for us now. To Boston artists who have been sampled, Boston's contribution to the art of sampling, to your work, anywhere you want to go with that.
Yeah, I mean, Boston is a musical hub, as you know. We have some legends that came out of our city. Aerosmith, Donald Summer, New Edition. So those folks have been sampled numerous times. Aerosmith has a big hand in kind of the transformation of hip hop, I should say. Especially with their song with Run DMC.
With Walk This Way.
Walk This Way. So I'll play the Run DMC and Aerosmith version. And there is two versions. So this version is a lot faster.
I was just thinking, wow, that's faster than I remember.
Yep.
Okay.
And you probably remember the original Aerosmith version.
Sure do. Yeah. In all honesty, now feels a little empty. Right? Yep. When you hear this version of it, this feels analog.
Empty, yes.
Right? And empty.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hear the Run DMC version, and there's a texture to it.
Exactly.
Right? That you don't hear. No disrespect to Aerosmith, but there's a texture to it with the Run DMC version.
That's correct. So, Run DMC, Walk This Way was sampled a number of times.
Was it?
Yes.
See, I only knew about the Run DMC.
That. So, this is De La Soul called Keeping the Faith.
Okay.
Hear that Aerosmith drum?
Oh, it's in the drums. Yeah. I do. Hey, now you're cracking me up. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's right there. It's clear you got to learn to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fantastic. So was it a business decision for them, or were they just forward thinkers to say, I want to be a part of this?
I think they were forward thinkers, like all Bostonians, right? but I think their kind of friendship with Run DMC forced them to think that way.
Yeah.
Run DMC, which was a part of Def Jam at the time, Beastie Boys, Rick Rubin, they were chronic samplers.
Yeah.
So I think Aerosmith and Run DMC's relationship helped push sampling to the forefront and helped it to be a little bit more acceptable.
Yeah, that makes sense. What else from Boston? You mentioned Donna Summer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have a great Donna Summer sample here. This is called My Baby Understands by Donna Summer.
Okay. While we're hearing this, we're doing sampling. This is our first segment with DJ Real P here in Studio 2.
Never my baby loves me.
Oh, she's so good.
Isn't she amazing?
Never my baby needs me, and he often does. Well, I'm attracted by desire. Cause he's a
I'll skip a little forward for her.
Okay. And I don't even think this was a song I knew well.
Yeah.
From Donna Summer. Yeah. Okay.
You hear that?
Yep. So now you've pulled a piece out, right?
Yes.
Yep.
So this is a vocal piece from Donna Summer.
Okay.
And we're going to get into She Got Her Own by Neo, which is an R&B song.
Yep.
And you'll hear the, oh, you hear that.
All right. Oh, no way.
Dedication.
Wow. Right? Right.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yes.
So they pitched her up a little bit.
Uh-huh. But that's her. That's not someone else singing it. That's her pitched up.
That's not someone else singing it. That's her pitched up a couple keys, probably about three or four keys.
Using a computer.
Using
a
computer.
Yeah.
And it kind of chipmunks her voice a little bit. But it has that effect. It's good.
Yeah.
It still feels good.
Amazing. Amazing.
So what you talked about was someone could potentially re-sing it.
Yep.
And that's called an interpolation.
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 Okay. But if you use the actual original core music, which you can grab again now because of the way technology works now, then that's sampling.
That is sampling.
And do you have a preference? Or is it just it depends on the music?
I think it depends on the music and it depends on the producer. You know, some producers put it directly in your face and you can tell what the sample is immediately.
Yeah.
Or you can tell it's sampled.
Yeah.
Others do a good job at taking 2 seconds from a song, chopping it up, layering it, EQing it, so you can never tell what song this came from.
What's EQing?
EQing means you can manipulate either the highs or lows or mids of a song. Uh-huh. So the lows is kind of like the bottom, the bass.
The bone.
Yeah, the bones.
Yep.
The mid is really like the meat that holds everything
like
together.
Like the frequency?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And then there's highs. Highs, which are the high level kind of tweeters that your ear pierces up when you hear it.
Yep. And you can moderate all that.
You can moderate all that.
So you can create these different effects.
Yep. So you can take a drum loop, you can take a vocal loop, and you can EQ it to your preference.
Yep.
And change its feeling, change its texture.
Fantastic. So who's your favorite producer when it comes to sampling? Or one of them? Somebody you really admire.
I know he's in the news for not great things, but Kanye's probably
my... We can separate the art. And listen, we'll name it right here. We understand there will be people who will be uncomfortable for the fact that we're playing his music right now.
Yep.
But in this space of sampling, let's hear the art.
All right. Well, this is Curtis Mayfield, Move On Up.
Okay.
You hear the horns?
I do.
Big
I band. Love the horns,
beautiful.
Yes. Yes, that's right up my alley.
Hush not, child.
Don't cry. Isn't that boing, 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 boing.
So remember those horns.
Okay.
Let's play the Kanye version. It's called Touch the Sky.
I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die.
There it is. You can hear those horns.
Gotta testify.
And of course, if you had said to me, you know what I really love about a Kanye West song is the horns, I probably would have been like, I'm sorry, right? But they're there. They're really there. And they sound fantastic.
So Kanye has made himself notoriously famous, amongst other things, but in terms of sampling, he has mastered the art of pitching samples up and down.
Got it.
So he speeds samples up. But then he fits it into a pocket, which is like a groove.
A groove, right.
He fits into a pocket that fits perfectly.
All right.
And you can never notice that it was a sample or it was manipulated.
All right, so take us out now on one more brilliant sample.
Ooh, okay. One more brilliant one.
Yep.
I have plenty of brilliant ones here. Let's do this one. This is Enya. The song is called Boadicea.
Okay.
She is an Irish...
Yep.
Folk artist. Very dramatic up the front end.
Okay. Very haunting.
Very haunting.
Yeah.
It has a feeling to it.
It does.
Into a classic.
Okay. Listen to that.
You hear it?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
And this is Ready or Not by the Fugees.
Yeah.
Ready or not, here
oh my
I go.
God, again, if you had told me, right? I would have never got it. I get it now. I hear it.
Yep.
Right? But if you had told me that the Fugees were doing a song rooted in Enya, it's incredible.
It is incredible.
It's incredible.
So it just shows that, you know, music is connected no matter the genre, no matter the era, no matter the place. There is a connectivity through music.
Well, we are going to go on a wonderful journey with you in the future. This is just the beginning with DJ Real P, who's the founder of Boston's Silk R&B Party and a Boston Music Award winner. Not hard to imagine why. DJ Real P, this is a great introduction to sampling. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Appreciate it.